Midlands.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Durban ratepayers want water supply issues prioritised, saying infrastructure projects should receive the lion's share of the provincial budget. Finance MEC Francois Rogers will this morning outline KZN's spending plans when he details how 158 billion rand will be distributed across provincial departments. He'll deliver his address at the legislature in Maritzburg. Aside from mounting service delivery challenges, KZN is still recovering from a number of severe storms. Ish Pralad, who's with the eThekwini Residents and Ratepayers Association, is concerned about the condition of the roads in Durban.
You know, the potholes, the roads are so bad, vehicles getting damaged. And must remember something, that the resident ratepayers are putting in claims for their tithing. Instead of them doing the roads up so they won't get those claims, the same claim money can be put into the road infrastructure. And the road infrastructure is very, very bad.
Members of Workers' Union Nahau in KZN are planning on holding a picket outside the legislature. The group Sayanda Zulu says they're unhappy with the proposed double VAT hike.
We are also picketing against the attempt by government to retrench about 30,000 workers through the VSP program, the voluntary SVA package. So we'll be also picketing that government must have money in order to ensure that services like security cleaning belong to the public service, not only contract or private hands.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile has reassured the country that contingency measures are being implemented after the U.S. slashed foreign aid in January. One of the hardest hit programs is PEPFAR, a U.S.-funded HIV response initiative. It previously accounted for 17% of South Africa's HIV prevention, counseling and monitoring efforts. Washington says the funding cuts are part of a program review. Speaking at the World TB Day official event in KZN, Mashatile said they're working on solutions.
With the threat of PEPFAR funding ending, this will disrupt some of our critical TB programs, especially our research efforts. This underscores the urgent need for contingency planning and building a resilient health system that can withstand these external shocks.
And the White House says it's investigating how plans for airstrikes in Yemen were accidentally leaked in a messaging group that included a journalist. Jeffrey Goldberg from The Atlantic magazine says he was unexpectedly added to the chat, which included discussions of action against Houthi rebels. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is said to have posted operational details, but dodged questions when asked by journalists.
Nobody was texting war plans, and that's all I have to say about that. Right. You're talking about a deceitful and highly discredited so-called journalist who's made a profession of peddling hoaxes time and time again.
The editor wrote that he had hours of advance notice before Trump's announcement of the military strikes. The security breach has provoked outrage among Democrats.
This is one of the most stunning breaches of military intelligence I have read about in a very, very long time.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has called for a full investigation.
The text chain was not a secure conversation. The app used is not approved. And the entire time, nobody seemed to realize that a private citizen without security clearance had access to this conversation.
Got a high of 30 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 33, Richards Bay 34. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, a veteran fullback Ville Larue has undergone shoulder surgery and set to miss a month out of the game. We also had Red Bull seriously considering swapping their drivers Liam Lawson and Yuki Tsunoda, and Bafana Bafana in action tonight in the World Cup qualifier.